I want to start this morning by talking about a story you heard in our news yesterday and the announcement by the Diocese of Killaloe and the school patron Bishop Fintan Monaghan of the closure of Cross National School. The school has had no students on its roll since November of last year, and its closure follows on from that of Squirren National School last summer. In a statement to the diocese, says the closure of a once vibrant and stable school has a profound impact on its community, and says other issues should be a signal to politicians, planners and to all of us to address the growing impact of depopulation in rural areas. Bishop Fintan Monaghan is with us in studio. Bishop Fintan, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Thank you very much for joining us. We'll start off just by talking about the school itself. It's had no pupils for over a year, is it?
Yeah, since last September or so. So, you know, with the rules and regulations of the Department of Education, then they're obliged to close the school, regardless of what may be the case in the future. So it's a sad day for that area, for that community, as it was last year for Quirin when they also lost their school.
So sorry, just to be clear, it's been pupil-less. There's been no pupils since September 2019.
That's right.
So not over a year, as I had said, but just since the start of the academic year. Why did that happen, do you know?
Well, it's part of a broader thing of rural depopulation. From listening to the clergy and from visiting the various parishes and pastoral councils in the area, I can see it every year, and I'm only 4 years here in the diocese. Every year there's a decline in the numbers that are in front of me for confirmation. And not only there, but in other areas of rural Clare as well. So it's part of a huge broader picture of the sad reality and fact of rural depopulation. And it has a devastating effect on communities when a school is closed down, or a post office, or a guard station, or a presbytery indeed, or, you know, any of these basic services that were there and no longer are there. And it's a gradual bleeding of the life and energy of beautiful places, and the quality of life that is in these rural areas is immense, and it's fantastic, and it's so sad to see that happening. So it's part of that broader.
What do you think that's down to? Why are people moving away from that immense quality of life?
Sure. Well, I suppose it's the lure of the bigger towns and the urban areas, and possibility of employment being more a possibility in places like, we'll say, Ennis or Shannon or Six Mile Bridge or wherever, or heading off to Dublin, unfortunately, or going abroad even more still. So it's just that, even though there is a great quality to life, but if you don't have a job, if you don't have employment, you obviously don't have any choice. So I suppose looking at it, you know, the old saying, you don't curse the darkness, but you try and light a candle. So it's important for all of us as community-minded people, whether it's church or politicians or anybody that has the community in mind, to look at possibilities and to try and club together and group together and team together to try and address this important issue, because it's such a sad reality of these rural areas. And you know, you see it in the peninsula there in West Clare, and I see it hugely in East Clare as well, and some places that have so much to offer in terms of tourism, in terms of drawing people in, and Clare has so much to offer, you know, in terms of the beauty of the area, the amenities that are there, two of the finest golf courses in Europe, I think, between Dunbeg and Lynch, and you know, the traditional music that is there, the beauty of the landscape. You know, you have Holy Island
in East Clare, great.
And places like Scattery in West Clare, and you know, if they were marketed a little bit more, a little bit better, and a sense of enthusiasm and getting out there and encouraging people to come along, it would create employment.
And without being party political, because I'm sure that's not an area you want to go to particularly at this time, you said in your statement yesterday that this needs to be a signal to politicians, to others as well, that there is an issue that needs addressing. But ultimately, is it up to politicians at a local and national level?
Well, it's up to everybody. I think it's a huge community issue, and anybody that has an interest, whether you're, you know, a teacher in an area, whether you're a garda, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a priest, or just a resident in a community area, pastoral councils, community councils, daycare centres, all of, you know, people that have a genuine interest like that, and certainly county council. And because we're at an election time, and I see it already, some of the, in the post yesterday, even as early as yesterday, some of the political manifestos, and they'd listed out various points, and the things like rural broadband and working on greenways and trying to develop wind energy and better daycare centres and encouraging, you know, better government facilities and all of that. So it's an opportune time for, you know, over the next month for, you know, people that are looking for election at local level in County Clare and around the diocese indeed, to focus on these issues and to make them an election issue, and not just that there would be an election promise, but that something would be delivered in terms of action. You know,
but many will think they'll get all sorts of promises. The sun, the moon and the stars will be promised to them up until polling day.
Sure. Well, I suppose it's important to start somewhere, and you start with the dreams, and hopefully they will become the reality. And I think it's, you know, when politicians arrive on the doorstep, or indeed anyone of a community mind, to keep on lobbying them and to keep it on the agenda, because it is so important. And like I see the, you know, in a position that I'm in, when I go around to these rural areas, it's so sad to see the elderly people lamenting the loss of their area and the loss of their services. Mm. And it creates a kind of a downer in terms of atmosphere and spirit in the area. It's literally draining the spirit out. And it's, you know, anything that can be done to address that is well worth exploring. And
how many more schools are potentially facing the same situation as Quirin and Cross National Schools?
Well, I couldn't give you an exact number, but there are certainly some in serious danger. Like last year, I was at a number of significant anniversaries for schools, which normally would be celebrated around summertime. And a few of them are very much borderline and are looking at the projected figures. And you can see it from the baptism registers, from the number of children that are there for First Holy Communion, there are some that are quite close to that. And you see, I suppose...
You're their patron in most of those instances. How do you feel about that? I mean, ultimately, is that the reality?
Well, it is the reality, but you know, if in terms of literally bums on seats, as the phrase goes, if they're not there, the approach that the Department of Education will take is that the school has to be closed down. But I think a certain positive discrimination, I think, should be made in terms of trying to keep, you know, small rural schools going, because they're very much a heartbeat in the community, whether it's the teaching staff, whether it's the ancillary staff or the SNAs or whatever that are involved. And it draws in parents and grandparents, and it's more than just the teaching of the, you know, the 10 or 12 students that might be in a small rural school. It's very much it's a vibrant heartbeat in a small little community area like Cross or like Corran. So any effort that can be done to address that, and even I know that the government and politicians will look at it as a viable economic unit is somewhere like Ennis or somewhere like Shannon,
of course,
or
yeah,
somewhere like, you know, Kilrush or whatever. But even at a loss, at an economic loss, to, I suppose, positively discriminate in favour of rural areas because of, as I say, that marvellous quality of life that is there, and the beauty of nature, and there's less stress there, and it's healthier for people, and there's a great sense of community in rural areas that you don't have at all in the urban areas, that obviously have the facilities and have the services, but they don't have that great quality of life at all.
That's your call. How quickly does it have to happen, finally, for some of the schools that you've referred to before?
Well, for places like Cross and Quirin, it is too late, but there are a number of other schools that are struggling, that are almost at the quota of closing down. So I suppose in terms of putting it on the political agenda, trying to lobby the future Minister for Education, for anybody that will have a say in that area, for people that have the power and the possibility to be able to increase services and promote it in whatever way, whether it's promoting tourism, whether it's getting places like post office to continue to be there, or Garda stations or wherever they are, in order that there is a sort of a peg that you can hang services on, and that people can live and thrive and have a sense of genuine community that is vibrant.
Okay. Bishop Fintan Monaghan, we appreciate your time.